Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
To the book of Acts chapter 3.
Chapter 3 and verse 6.
How many feel that great change is coming to your life? Glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Acts chapter 3 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you what I have.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Tell your neighbor, I have something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of us, our struggle in life is not because we do not have money. A lot of people think that when they have money, things will begin to work. Do you understand? For example, the Bible says, my people perish. Why? Because they don't have money. Why?
Why?
Because of lack of knowledge. So it is the things that you do not know that are hurting you. Not the lack of money.
Not to sell money.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? Please, if you don't say proper amens, we'll close and go home. Can I hear a proper amen? Aha, now I'm in church.
Now
I'm saying. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Do not let the fact that you do not have money cripple you and cause you to be useless in life. When people ask you, why is your life like this? Hey, we don't have money. You have something. Such as I have, give I thee. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Read it again, sister.
But
Peter said, I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, get up and walk.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will give you what I have.
Amen.
Amen. So I was encouraging the women, especially the mothers, to not give up on their children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are there any mothers in the house? If you're a mother, can I hear motherly
amen?
Put your hands together for our mothers. We appreciate them.
Hallelujah.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And we wouldn't be what we are if it wasn't for them.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together well for them. The way you are putting your hands, you don't appreciate your mothers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, one of the things that we have, that we have to learn to utilize, is our ability to pray. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What you have to learn about God is that God is not a respecter of persons. Tell your neighbor, God is not a respecter of persons. So what does that mean? God doesn't like you because of what you have or what you do not have. Do you understand what I'm saying? People in this life, they first check what you have or who you are, which family you come from, before they like you. God doesn't look at those things. God doesn't look at what you have done or what you have not done. Do you remember Moses? Moses was one of the greatest men of God who ever walked on this earth. But do you know that before God killed him, he killed a man with his bare hands? So God doesn't look at all these things. He's not a respecter of persons. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are from. It doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have. God still loves you. And if you are willing, he can use you. Somebody say, he can use me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the tools that God gives us are tools that don't need you to be something or to be someone. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, there's a tool called prayer that you can use that can help you in this life. And that can help your children. And that can help your family members. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Somebody say prayer. So I want to talk about the power of an interceding mother. The power of an interceding mother. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Number one, an interceding mother can project the future of her children. An interceding mother can project or forecast the future of her children. Now, this message, I prepared it for mothers. But you have to listen to me with the ear of the Spirit. Are you listening to me? An interceding business person. Business person. Can project the future of their business. Are you understanding what I'm saying? An interceding shepherd. Can project the future of his or her sheep. So I'm talking about the mother, but you have to listen to what the Spirit is saying to you. Hallelujah. Now, what do I mean when I say they can project or they can focus the future of their children? Come with me to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 11.
Samuel.
The bad things I used to do, I do them no more. The bad things I used to do, I do them no more. The bad things I used to do, I do them no more. There is great. I do them no more. The bad things I used to do, I do them no more. The bad things I used to do, I do them no more. There is great change since I met Christ. First Samuel chapter 1 and verse 11.
Samuel chapter 1 verse 11.
And she made this vow, O Lord of heaven's armies, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime. And as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be cut.
Read that one more time.
And as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair...
The whole verse. Verse 11.
And she made this vow.
And she made this vow. Hello? Yes. And she made this vow.
Wenza, it's a tembis.
A vow is a promise. Do you understand? Who did she make the vow to? To God. So this is a mother.
Umama.
She's talking to God.
Ukhuluma noNkulunkulu.
Concerning her child.
Ukuya ngomntwana wakhe.
So she's making God a promise.
Wenza isethembiso kuNkulunkulu.
She made this vow and then?
O Lord of heaven's armies, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire life.
I will give him back to you.
Ngizomnika kuwena.
He will be yours.
Uzoba ngowakho.
His entire life.
Impilo yakhe yonke.
Now,
manje
Samuel.
Samuel
was not even born this time.
Wayengakazalwa ngaleso sikhathi.
The mother was not even pregnant yet.
Uma wakhe wayengakakhulelwa.
But she's already having discussions with God concerning her unborn children. And she's already making deals with God concerning people that don't even exist yet. And she says that if you give me a son, I will give him back to you and he will be yours his entire life. In other words, this child that was going to be born was going to be a man of God and serve God his entire life. So you can already see that through this woman's intercession, through this woman's prayer life, the unborn child, his future is already being projected, is already being focused. Your amens are not blessing me. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the power of someone who can pray. Through their prayer, they can project the future. Some of your family members, their lives are nowhere to be seen. But through your prayer life, their lives can be transformed. Their tomorrow can be bright. Their lives may be nothing now, but through your praying, you can project their future. They can have a better future than they are now. Can I hear a loud amen? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's power in prayer. There is 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 power in prayer. Shake your neighbor, say, we don't allow people to sleep in our church.
Please.
Through this woman's prayer life, her child's future was projected. Are you listening to me, somebody? I often say, for as long as we have breath in our nostrils, we have another chance. I understand what I'm saying. Some of us as parents, our children have gone astray, seriously. But I want to say something to you. That for as long as your child has breath, their life can change. Are you understanding what I'm saying? For as long as they have breath. So I want to encourage you to be an interceding mother. Your children need you. Your children need your prayers. You know, in my family, how can I put this? I wasn't the first one to be born again, no. But I'm the first one to give my life to God in a certain way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Through my life, my whole family got born again. My siblings are born again. My parents are born again. It's only my father who... I'm not sure. But I preached to him and I said, you must be born again. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So some of you, you may be like me. You are the only person in your family who knows God in a certain way. So you are God's agent of light in your family. You didn't hear what I said. You are God's agent of light in your family. And so you must intercede for your brother, for your aunt, for your uncle, some of you for your parents. You must intercede. Somebody say, I'll pray for them. Say it like a soldier, I'll pray for them. Put your hands together for Jesus. And I want to tell you that through your prayer life, their lives will change. Are you listening to me? Because there's power in prayer. Through your intercessions, you can change the future that is going to be destroyed into a bright future that will make the whole family proud. Hallelujah. So a praying mother can project the future of her children. Number two, an interceding mother can secure the future of her children. Someone say secure.
Secure.
Glory be to God. Now, every now and then, we have situations where we give birth to children. Good children. Well-behaved children. Who seem to have a good future. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But on the road to their destiny, either the children meet bad friends or whatever. And all of a sudden, what looked like a bright future suddenly doesn't look like a bright future anymore. Now the reason that happens is because the future of that child is not secure. But a praying mother, through her prayer life, has the ability to secure the future of her children. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, someone's mother's relationship with God was so powerful that through her intercessions with God, Samuel's future was secured. She had a future. She She made a deal with God concerning that child. And because of the deal that she had with God, Samuel's future was safe. Nobody could touch it. I still don't feel like I'm in church. Okay. Godfrey, did I come to the right church? Alright. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it making sense? How sad it is when a child who looks like they have a great future all of a sudden when you look at their lives, nothing, nothing. May God give us interceding mothers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are a mother, may you be an interceding mother. Your children need you. Hallelujah. May you be an interceding brother to somebody. May you be an interceding sister to somebody. May you be an interceding aunt to somebody. There is somebody who needs you. Hallelujah. Number three. An interceding mother has prophetic insight. An interceding mother has prophetic insight. Someone say prophetic insight. An interceding mother knows something about the future of their children. Do you understand what I'm saying? They know something. And it is their prophetic insight that helps them to fight for their children. Do you understand what I'm saying? For example, when Isaac's wife was pregnant. I think her name was Rebecca. When she was pregnant, suddenly she had complications. Instead of her going to consult some people we don't know, the Bible said that she prayed, she asked God, what is happening? Why am I struggling with this pregnancy? And God said, you are carrying two nations in your womb. Now remember, in those days, they couldn't know whether they had twins or whether they had one child or whether they had three children. So God said, you are carrying two nations. And God said, the nations are already fighting each other in your womb. Can you imagine? I like the way God talks. He didn't say the children are fighting. He said the nations are fighting in your womb. And God said to her, the younger shall rule the older. So when the children were born, Rebecca already had prophetic insight that the younger one is supposed to be greater than the older one. Now, as the children grew up, the firstborn became a hunter, and his father was very happy with him. And he liked his hunting skills. Because every time he went out, he would come back with food. He said, yeah, that's my son. The way he's coming, he's even carrying something. So when the father was old, he called Esau, which was the firstborn, and said, Mr. Esau,
What do you say?
I want you to go and hunt.
Nifuna wena uyozingela.
And catch the beast that I like.
Ubambe lokho engudingayo.
And then come and prepare it for me the way I like it.
Uze uzongilungisela.
Then when I have eaten and I am satisfied.
Uma sengidlile nganela.
I will bless you.
Ngizokublesa.
Now Rebecca was hearing what Isaac was saying.
Rebecca wezwa ukuthi uthini uIsaac.
And when Rebecca heard it.
Uma uRebecca ezwa.
He said, hey, this man is about to make a mistake. God said the younger shall be greater than the older one. So because of her prophetic insight, she corrected the wrong that the father was about to do. And she said,
Jacob,
do everything I'm about to tell you. He said, go take a goat. Bring it to me. And I will prepare it the way your father likes. And you will take it to your father. So that when he has eaten, he will bless you. All that thing that that woman was doing was because of the prophetic insight that she had. Your amens are not blessing me. Now it's important that you become a prayerful person so that you can have prophetic insight. Because when certain things happen, you will interpret it from with a spiritual eye. Many people interpret what is happening to their children with a natural eye. Because they don't know who their children are born to be. Some of your children that are giving you the worst headache, these are supposed to be the greatest ones of your children. And the reason for their great headache that they are giving you is because the enemy can see their destiny.
Amen.
And is fighting them. But the mother who has prophetic insight won't be saying, Uskael, Klamo, Ewena, she will go down on her knee. Say, my father, I know my child is great. And I will not allow the enemy to have his way over my children. It's only a mother who has a prophetic insight who can fight for her children in that way. I understand what I'm saying. That's why Rebecca could fight for Jacob. Jacob was about to lose his destiny. But oh, thank God for a mother who has a prophetic sight. In the days of Moses, when he was born, there was a decree that was issued from Pharaoh, the king. And he said, every child that is 2 years younger, 2 years and younger, who is a male, must be killed. And so Pharaoh sent agents into the homes of the Israelite women. Everyone who was pregnant, an Egyptian was going to come there. When you are about to deliver, if you are giving birth to a male child, that child will be taken from you and killed. But the Bible says that when Moses' mother gave birth to
Moses,
she looked at the child, and the Bible says that she saw that this is a goodly child. She could feel in her spirit that there is something great about this child, and she hid the child. The Bible says that when the child became too big for her to hide, she put the child in a basket and put the child on a river and cried out to God that he will save the child. And God being God, when God does his things, he does them in a spectacular way. The child floated to where the priest princess was bathing.
Umntwana wagobhozela ngalapho uncekukazi.
Now the princess is the daughter of the man who was saying every child must be killed.
Uncekukazi ayimkosikazi womama wathi ubaba wathi.
When the woman saw the child,
umama mayebona
she took the child
wamthatha umntwana
and took her as her own child.
Wamthatha njengomntanakhe.
Then she said, can you look for a woman who can take care of the child for me?
Nakekela lo mntwana for me.
Do you know where the child was taken? Back to her mother.
Wabuyela kuma wakhe.
When God starts doing his things, I tell you.
uNkulunkulu manje into zakhe ngiyakutshela.
But all that was possible because of a woman.
Konke lokho kwenzeka ngenxa
yakhe. Who had a prophetic sight about the child.
Ngomntwana.
And her prophetic sight saved the life and the destiny of the child. So the person that the enemy was trying to kill ended up living in the castle from where the issue, where they decreed that every child must be killed. He grew up there as one of Pharaoh's children. Pharaoh was feeding the person he wants to kill. Pharaoh was teaching the person he wanted dead. He was sleeping in the same house every day. And he grew up in his house. The same person he wanted to kill. May God do his things in your life. In Jesus. Last week I said, be patient with God. Can you hear what I'm saying? Be patient. You see, God is a person who likes to take his time. Some time ago, I was studying Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
Are you still here or you've gone home? And the Bible tells us that in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. In verse 2, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the earth. So God created the earth. And we know that when God creates, everything he does is good. But in verse 2, all of a sudden, the earth was full of darkness. All of a sudden, the earth had become a waste. What happened between the time he created it and verse 2? Now, to cut the long story short, an angel that was called Lucifer became corrupt, developed pride, and started having the desire to be higher than the Most High. Someone say, higher than the Most High. If God is the Most High, it means there is nobody higher than him. But Lucifer said, I can be higher than the Most High. And that was found to be pride in him. So God kicked him out of heaven and he kicked him into the earth. Remember, Jesus one day said, I saw Satan fall from heaven. That happened in between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. I don't feel like I'm in church.
Hey.
So what happened is, when this man was kicked down into the earth, for millions of years, he had time to corrupt the earth and turn it against God. How many years? Millions. Someone say millions. Now, when I was studying this, I asked God a number of questions. I don't
want
to get into it now, but one of the things that I noticed is that for God to make the decision to destroy the earth, it took him millions of years. I was shocked. Lord, millions of years to judge the earth. Because after pride was found in Lucifer.
Hello,
are you still here?
Yes, are you still here?
Lucifer had so much time to do his evil that the Bible says he convinced 1/3 of the angels of God to turn against God. Now 1/3 is billions and billions and God knows how many angels. He must have had time to convince so many angels. True or not true? So I'm saying all of this to tell you that God has a way of taking his time. But I
want
to encourage you that when he starts operating, he moves in a spectacular way that will cause your enemies to say, ah, God is with him. We can't touch him. Someone say, God is with me. You can't touch me. One time a man of God had a vision. And a demon was planning to go to his house to begin some trouble there. As the demon was going there, a bigger, more powerful demon
said,
hey, what are you doing? Do you want to kill us? The other demon was so angry that this, he was about to touch the wrong person. The demon was about to touch someone that should not be touched. May demons fight because of you. May Satanists fight because of you. May they destroy each other because of you. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Someone say prophetic insight. Now another woman was Solomon's mother. When Solomon was of age, one of David's sons noticed that his father had become very old. And he decided to take the throne for himself. And he made himself king over
Israel
without the knowledge of his father. When the mother found out about this, she went to the king and said, King, you promised me that my son would be king after you. Someone say, my son will be king after you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And to cut the long story short, David changed everything around and Solomon became king. If it wasn't for Solomon's mother, Solomon would have not been a king over
Israel.
Do you understand?
Yes.
But because of the mother's prophetic insight, she was able to fight for her child. When she saw that events are starting to go opposite of what God told me. In the book of Proverbs chapter
31,
Solomon's mother calls Solomon the son of her vows. In other words, she is saying that I made a deal with God concerning this child. This child was born to be a king. And when she saw that events are starting to go the wrong way, she intervened for her children. And Solomon became one of the greatest kings that we know. Put your hands together for Jesus. So it's so important for you to be a prayerful person for the sake of your children,
for
the sake of your future, for the sake of your businesses or whatever it is you are doing in this life. It's important for you to be prayerful for the sake of your family. And we as a church, it is important for us to be prayerful for the sake of the community that God has brought us to. Are you listening to me, somebody? Because you and I are in Nelmapias. Are you here? Listen to what I'm saying. Because you and I are in Nalmapias, Nalmapias will be a shining star. In Jesus' mighty name. Just because you and I are here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we will fight for Nalmapias. And our church will be a great church in Nalmapias. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you meet someone who is not from South Africa, and you say you are from South Africa, the first thing they will say, oh, Mandela, Mandela. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. They will start saying, oh, Nalmapias, Nalmapias, Nalmapias. Someone say Nalmapias. Just because you and I are here.
Because me and now is here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we will not run away from Nalmapias. We will invest into Nalmapias. Nalmapias will be great. Nalmapias will be a fortress for God. I say it will be a fortress for God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Will you be a person with prophetic insight? Will you be an interceding person? You may not have money to give to your children. You may be not educated to tell your children and tell them this is the road that you take for you to be educated. You may have not been the richest person in the world for you to have that type of inheritance for your children. But you can pray. But you can pray. And your prayer life can secure things for your children that even your imagination could never think of. Do you understand? This is the special thing about God. He's not a respecter of person. Your ability to pray can change things. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said he can do what? Can change things. So your children are nothing for God. He can change them like that. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Your family members, he can change their lives like that. It's not difficult for God. He just needs an interceding person. A person who will be a rock of the family. Who will pray. Even when, you know, sometimes when you pray, it looks like you are making things worse. Have you noticed that? You tell yourself, okay, I'm going to pray for my family. It's like you are scrambling everything. But don't give up. The enemy wants you to give up. Pray. If it takes you 5 years, pray. If it takes you 10 years, pray. If it takes you 20 years, pray. Don't give
up.
It will change eventually. You know, I feel like I'm preaching to myself. I'm encouraging myself. I will not give up. I will keep praying. My knee will keep going down to God. And I'll keep crying for you. And I'll keep crying for your family. And I'll keep crying for your children. I'll keep crying for your future. And I know when my God rises up, when he starts operating in your life, you will be a shining star. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.